listener.
This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might become famous,
write a very confusing song,
and learn about being yourself.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Okay, now your right foot goes out.
Uh-huh.
While your left arm swings up.
Yep.
Jump split.
While you spin and tap.
What?
No, pivot step pause.
And kick.
Kick. My shoe! Oh, I broke another window.
Michael.
You know we've already blown out our broken window budget.
We should spend more money on broken windows. I've been saying that for years.
Maybe just tie your shoelaces?
I'll call the window repair person. Hi, it's Laura again. Yeah, same window. That was his shoe this time. Okay, see you soon. Thanks.
Shall we keep learning the TikTok dance?
No. Maybe this one was a bit too tricky.
But we have to try and get TikTok famous.
Well, why don't we try something else? Like, people like videos of cooking recipes.
The Michael Beanie spaghetti recipe has been in the family for generations. It is a well-kept secret.
You read it off the back of the packet of pasta, Michael.
Did I? Oh, I swear it was a family secret.
What do people like to watch on TikTok?
Ooh, hard-hitting political journalism?
Maybe something for a younger audience?
Cats. But instead of them meowing, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Meow. Meow, come on.
Do Mini Beanies even know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is?
Oh, it's still a funny voice. Get to the chopper. Meow.
Oh, dogs with moustaches.
The fall of Rome.
Who's Rome?
Never mind. I just got excited.
You know, Beanies, while we wait for the window to get fixed, I've got a story about a group that tried to get TikTok famous. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
There was once a music group called the Super Sparkle Dance Party. They had three members. Up the front dancing and singing was Nancy Sparkle and Penny Sparkle.
Nancy Sparkle.
Penny Sparkle.
And making all the beats was DJ TJ Sparkle.
DJ TJ Sparkle.
Super Sparkle Dance Party had only just formed and they were working hard at their very first song.
Okay, Sparkles, now we need to make a super fun dance song and then make a super fun dance for it on TikTok and then we'll be Super Sparkle famous.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
We should have no problem now that we've set up our Super Sparkle headquarters and rehearsal room.
You mean your parents' garage?
Yes.
Okay, so what do we need to make a super fun dance song and become TikTok famous?
Well, the song must tell you how the dance goes, like jump to your left and stomp your feet.
And people like cute animals, like ducks and cats.
And I've studied the 101 ways to write a popular song. If we follow everything that says, we're bound to write a hit.
And so the Super Sparkle Dance Party got to work. They got all the things the popular songs and videos had and put it into their song.
It needs a strong beat.
It's gotta tell you to dance.
And it needs funny animals.
And claps.
Those horn sounds.
And sparkles. More sparkles.
Quick, what does the 101 ways to write a popular song tell us to do next?
They worked all night until they finally had their first song.
Okay, Sparkles, gather round. Here it is, our first mega hit song.
Let's put it on the internet straight away.
Yeah, we'll be super famous in no time.
And so they posted up their brand new song. It was an interesting song.
Hey there, internet. Nancy Sparkles here with our brand new song, Dance Now, 1, 2, 3, Clap Hands featuring Cats.
Remember to follow us on TikTok.
Here it is, Sparkle Dance Party.
Jump!
share.
Swipe up. Huh. People don't seem to be enjoying it that much.
I would say they don't like it at all.
Wait, there's one like. Oh, it's your mom, Penny.
Oh. Thanks, Mom!
That's okay, darling.
I don't get it. We did everything that people do to get internet famous.
And the 101 ways to write a popular song.
The song kind of sounded like it had too much going on.
Maybe. What do we do now?
I have an idea. Look, on the back of 101 ways to write popular songs, it's got a picture of the music wizard. Why don't we go visit him?
But how? Where do we find the music wizard?
I heard that he lives on the top of Pointy Stick Mountain, past 1,000 stairs and ladders, across bubbling lava lake.
Well, that sounds very dangerous.
I think the music wizard also works at a flute shop in town.
Let's go!
And so they all went to the flute shop in town to find the music wizard.
There he is! The music wizard!
Hi! Welcome to Flute Garden. How can I help?
Oh, wise music wizard, so magic and wise. How do I write a super-duper cool song?
Shh! I'm supposed to be selling flutes. I'll get in trouble.
Oh, sorry. We're trying to write a song that'll make us famous on TikTok.
We wrote one already, but it didn't go too well.
We used everything that people like on the internet and 101 ways to write a popular song.
You shouldn't be writing songs just to get famous.
Well, why else do you write songs?
Lots of reasons, but to be famous shouldn't be one of them.
What about financial success? Oh.
Write something that you three can have fun together playing. Don't worry about TikTok or what people on the internet want. Songs don't need those 101 things to be popular. They're just tricks and tools you could use if you wanted to. Or it could have none of them at all. Do something surprising or unexpected.
Wow, so wise, so magic and wise.
Great. Now are you going to buy a flute or not?
No thanks.
Goodbye, music wizard. Thank you.
Music wizard, who were they?
No one, Mr. Flute Shop Owner.
Were you working for free again?
No, sir.
All right.
The three members of Super Sparkle Dance Party went home after their meeting with the music wizard and started writing a new song.
Okay, so let's write a song that we like to play.
And don't worry about what the internet wants.
Yeah, let's do something unexpected.
What could we do that's unexpected?
Well, we like to make dance music. So what could be a dance song that people won't expect?
Nah, it's silly.
No, go ahead.
What if we write a dance song? That tells the audience to not dance.
That's funny.
Yeah, let's do it.
And so Super Sparkle Dance Party started writing a new song, a dance song that told the audience not to dance along. Pretty funny. While they were working, there was a knock on the door.
Mom, we're working on a song.
Yes, I know, honey, but I've got an old friend here to introduce you to.
It's Mr. Fat Cat Producer.
Kids, I couldn't help but overhear the song you were working on. I think you got real talent.
Thank you.
Maybe when you've got a few more songs ready, you can come down to my Fat Cat Music Studio and do some recording.
Yay!
And so Super Sparkle Dance Party kept making music that they enjoyed playing together and didn't worry about what TikTok or the internet wanted to hear. They had fun making music together, and that's what really mattered.
The end.
Can we listen to the Don't Sing Along song?
Not yet.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
Super Sparkle Dance Party.
What kind of costumes are they wearing? Are they shiny with long flowing clothes?
What colour are they? All the colours of the rainbow? Or sparkly like little stars?
How many people are in your Super Sparkle Dance Party? Is it a couple or a whole big group?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a Super Sparkle Dance Party.
Now can we hear the Don't Sing Along song?
Okay.
Yes.
I got a song stuck in my head. I got a beat deep in my heart.
I've got a tune that tries to get free when the music starts.
I got a groove moving my bones, but that's a thing I just can't allow.
I've got a chill tingling my spine. I gotta feel this song right now. Don't sing along, don't you dare now. Don't dance along, stay very still.
Don't tap your feet,
don't tap your feet. Belong to the rhythm. Don't you sing along with this song.
I feel my toes starting to twitch. I feel my head nod to the beat.
The melody flows through my soul. Wanna get all my dancing feet.
I feel the music creeping on up. Makes me wanna twist and shout.
I feel like I'm losing control. I feel the music bursting on now.
Don't sing along, don't you dare now. Don't dance along, stay very still. Don't tap your feet along to the rhythm. Don't you sing along with this song.
That a song about not dancing and not singing would be so catchy.
Yeah, I couldn't stop myself.
I wonder why the music wizard told the Super Sparkle Dance Party to not worry about being famous.
Why don't we ask
Professor Know-It-All?
Hello, beanies. What are we up to today?
We're teaching Michael a TikTok dance.
And then my shoe flew off and I broke another window.
Oh, Michael, you really need to tie up those shoes.
Hey, Professor, in my story, the music wizard told Super Sparkle Dance Party to not worry about being famous or not worry about doing what the 101 Ways to Write a Popular Songbook told them. Why would he say that?
Well, the music wizard is very wise. Let me think. Okay. Let's pretend you're meeting someone new.
Yay, new friends!
Quite so. You are meeting a new friend, and when you do, you pretend to be someone you think they would like.
So, you aren't being yourself?
You are not being yourself. You think, I wonder what sort of person this new friend would like to be friends with, and I'll do that.
But that's not fun. You're being a pretend person, not a real person.
But you're saying I could make new friends by doing that.
Maybe. Maybe not. But if you did make a new friend, they would be liking the person you are pretending to be, and not who you actually are.
I'm confused now.
That's okay. What I am trying to say is that being yourself around people is just like writing songs. It's called being genuine.
Genuine?
Yes. Being genuine is not pretending to be someone else because you think people will like you more, or writing songs you think other people will like. It's being yourself and making music you enjoy. Not everyone is going to like the songs you write, but there will be people that do. And the connection you have with them will be much stronger and genuine.
So we should be genuine
and be ourselves?
So I shouldn't pretend to be Laura? Hi, I'm Laura.
No. Be yourself.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Michael.
Good.
Cool. Thanks, Professor Know-It-All.
Bye for now, beanies. And remember, be yourself.
Maybe you can write your own song.
Make it something that you find fun.
And be genuine.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court.
A listener production.